This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So listen, obviously there's an emotion that everybody has, and Yankee fans are angry. Another early exit, tons of strikeouts, an untimely error, stuff we've seen way too often. But that's the obvious stuff. To me, I'm going to simplify it, and anger should not really be the emotion. That should dissipate by now. It should be fear. Because I don't believe that the Yankees, as they huddle and they plot out the future, I don't believe that they're even remotely alarmed about not being good enough to win a World Series. I believe the conversation right now, as they sit around, and maybe it's not today, but certainly in the next couple of days here, as they reconvene and they start to strategize who's available, who's who can leave, all the things we got to do, I don't think there's anybody that's got any juice in that building that's going to look up or stand up and say, you know what? Hey, we're not doing it the right way. We've got to explore something else. It's going to be the same stuff. It's going to be the same stuff.
Well, if that's the case, then why would we expect a different result?
We wouldn't. That's my point. Yeah, and why wouldn't it be the case? Because we've had these conversations for years now.
I know.
Now.
It's the same thing. So rinse, repeat. Fire Cashman, fire Boone. That's what everybody says. Yep. And then in season, they win 90-plus games. And it's like, oh, here we go. We have a chance. And then they fail in the postseason. And then it's fire Cashman, fire Boone. They don't. And then they win 90-plus games into the postseason. Like, it's every year.
I know.
It's the same thing.
I know.
And then when they miss the postseason, you would think, okay, well, maybe now this is a chance to where they see that it's not as rosy as they think. And they still don't do anything.
Nothing.
Like, they've had opportunities to make a change. And I said this, I keep referencing it because it's all I can do is reference the past. In 2021, when the Yankees for the first time were struggling in the regular season, pre-Anthony Rizzo, Joey Gallo trade, I said that's when I would make a change because prior to that point, it was always success in the regular season to the highest of levels, fail in the postseason because the offense didn't do what they did in the regular season. And then that year, to me, wasn't good enough. They barely made the playoffs, but they did make it, and they lost in the wild card game. I would have made a change. 2022, they come out. They look like the 98 Yankees. That's a comparison. 98 Yankees, we all knew that it was not real, but that was the comparison. Then they get there, and then they get to the LCS, even though they weren't even on the same stratosphere as
JV against Houston.
Okay, but they can push back and say, well, we got to the ALCS.
Which is what they said.
Yeah, exactly.
Or step away for the World Series.
Then they miss the postseason in 2023. Like, there's plenty of evidence where even we talk about, well, the Yankees, their history of making the playoffs every year. There's evidence in those few years, 2021, 2022, 2023, where they just weren't good enough in three consecutive years. Then they went out there and got Juan Soto. And even then, they weren't a good enough team. And to me, the reason that they got there was the Judge-Soto historic combo, plus the other teams weren't any good. Mm-hmm. The Royals, the Guardians, and not on the level of the Blue Jays or even the Mariners or even maybe Tigers this year. Like, the AL competition
has
raised.
Yep.
And now this year, the Yankees, you could argue, were better. Boone himself said that they're better since he's been here, 2018, a long time, said that they're better, and yet they got bounced in the second round by a team who finished in last place a year ago in really what was a non-competitive series.
Listen, you use the term rinse and repeat, and that's what they're doing. Like, it's one thing to lose and have, you know, conversations at the end of a season like, hey, what happened? Where do we come up short? Not only do they lose early, they lose the same way.
Remember when we first got paired together, It was the summer of 2023.
Yeah.
And both the
Judge was out at this point, right? Judge, yeah. Was he back? Did he get back at this point?
We did have some bet where he was going to come back and hit homer, so he might have been out.
Oh, that's right.
That was like one of our
first bets.
Yeah,
I won that one.
But
that's right.
That was when the Mets were trading Verlander and Scherzer,
yeah.
And I came in with the bag over my head with the Mets.
One of my favorite shows, Sal.
And you, exactly.
That was hysterical.
And you were saying that you wanted the Yankees to bleed out.
Bingo.
And the reason for that is because you thought that if they bled out, changes would be made because what they were doing wasn't leading to success.
Yep.
They did bleed out. They didn't make any changes. And here we are years later with the same thing.
I know. I mean, listen, I don't think I'm alone. I think maybe I've read this a little bit earlier than a lot of Yankee fans here, but I've been saying this for a long time. I mean, just go and search Google. I mean, you know, whether it's the Cashman thing, the right to rebuild, bleed out. It's so obvious that they just don't have enough guys who could put the ball in play, run the bags. Again, better this year for sure. That's why I was more optimistic this year, but still not good enough, period.
I was going to say better, but really was it? Like, a lot of the talk was, well, nobody else is really that great either. And they are the Yankees, and they mashed their way to overcome some of those other things. Yes, it was better than what it was for the majority of the last several seasons. Like, they did get better defensively and did clean up certain things, but
you know what it was too, Sal? The starting pitching excited me.
Yeah.
Now, I misread Rodon in the biggest spot.
And who thought Fried wouldn't do any?
I know. Then nobody. If your best pitcher doesn't pitch well, then nobody's going to play well. Understood. But I looked at the staff. I'm like, okay, now that you always had a Tanaka or a CC, you always had one guy, maybe, obviously Cole when he was healthy, but you know, this team for a while was trotting out multiple guys who can shut you down.
Right.
And we all know the names, and they haven't had that. That's why I say, to me, it's the best roster since 2009, but it's still not good enough.
Understood. And you could also look at the lineup and say, well, look at how deep they are because everybody's a threat to hit a home run. They have how many, 20 home run hitters, 30 home run hitters. But yet, again, the biggest bugaboo, the defense is come and gone, the slapping is come and gone. For the most part, like they tighten that up. Again, I know Jazz made the big error. That's not why they lost the series, where you could point to last year and say at some point it was going to catch up with them, and it did in the World Series. The one thing that has happened consistently for years, going back to 2017, has been that their regular season offense does not match the offensive levels in the postseason. That's been them. Even the pitching got beat up in Toronto. That's not why they lost this series. They lost because they didn't hit.
Well, that's the first thing that I said to start the show. If you guys missed it, check out the Free Odyssey app. Like, show me a team that looks one way for most of the season, if not the entire season. I know there's peaks and valleys over 162, but in totality, whether you're a speed team, a power team, a low strikeout team, a high strike, whatever it is, they look one way basically for 5 or 6 months, and then every time they get bounced in October, Astros, Dodgers, Blue Jays, they look like a completely different team. I'm challenging to show me the team that flips that crazily. There is no, but I'm not saying like for 1 year, but this is every season.
I know. From in regular season to the postseason, while it's different. It's the organization philosophy.
They're not changing anything.
Right, but until they do, it's just going to be roll the dice and hope that 1 year they break through. Lawrence is in Oklahoma City. What's up, Lawrence?
Hey, guys. Thanks for getting me on. If the Yankees cannot win a World Series with Aaron Judge, it's going to be criminal for baseball. He is not just like a good player. He's like, you know, all time. I just can't believe that they're not going to consider making a change. He's 33 years old. How long do you really think your window is? You know what I mean? Seriously, yeah. You got 2 years. I give you 2 years. And Cashman, yeah, he won 4 World Series, and three of them were in a row, though. And while that's even harder, when you do it with a really good team, is it harder when you already have a team assembled to win 3 in a row? It's been years. This is, if you win 4 World Series, that's good. But when you're putting the team on the longest drought of being in a championship, winning a championship, what does it not even out? I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Cashman, Lawrence, will be the first to tell you, and thank you for the call, that the Yankees should have won a World Series in 2017, and they were robbed by the cheating Astros. That's always his pushback when we say, well, you haven't won a World Series since 2009. It's, yeah, but 2017 was our year. Which, by the way, you did it with a manager that you couldn't wait to get out of town with Joe Girardi. Like Cashman likes to reference 2017. That was our year to win a championship. You had already made the decision on moving on from Joe Girardi. So maybe he did you a favor by not winning the championship. But anyway, point is, you didn't win it, whether they cheated or not, and there were no guarantees you were going to win in the World Series. And the facts are, this is the longest drought that the Yankees have had in their history in between titles, and nothing has changed. And they think they're better than they are. Whether it's Dominguez, Volpe, the offense in the postseason, their strategy, the all-or-nothing like they think they're better than they are. They believe the regular season success is proof of that, and that it's just been bad luck in the postseason.
And that's why they're wrong. And that's why they're not going to win again until somebody steps up and says, we got to change this. And that somebody's going to have to be Hal because he's got the hammer. I don't think it happens. Hey, by the way, it's about, like, you know, Judge and what Lauren said about how sad it will be, or criminal, whatever word to use, for Judge not to win a World Series. Yeah. Well, hey, guys, that's baseball. And you've got a long list, whether it's Ted Williams, whether it's Griffey Jr., whether it's Artie Banks, whether it's Bonds, whether it's Yaz, whether it's Carew, whether it's Cobb, whether it's the great Tony Gwynn, rest in peace. I mean, there are some titans of the game that not only didn't win, Artie Banks never even got to the World Series. And you don't really see that quite as much in the NBA because you can will yourself. I mean, Ewing doesn't have one, but most of the gray AI doesn't have one. But most of the all-time great players, they've got one or they've got two. Baseball's different. It's and Boone said that last night. He was very honest, and I appreciated this. He said, listen, it hurts. It's harsh. It's baseball, and it wasn't like an excuse like, oh, it's hard or it's random. It's just like sometimes it's cruel. And Boone was crushed last night. You could tell.
I genuinely felt bad for Boone and Judge last
night. No question.
Nobody else. And I know other people played hard and whatever, but specifically Judge, who played his ass off in the postseason and did all he could. You know, if he didn't have a good postseason, we'd probably be saying the same thing where, well, look, it's another postseason where Judge dominated the regular season, didn't dominate the postseason. Is that the reason why they didn't win? Who knows? But there was a drop-off. There was not the drop-off. This was finally the year where start to finish of the postseason, although it was way too short, there was no drop-off. He was Aaron Judge, the beast, in the postseason. So I felt badly for him, and I felt horribly for Boone, who just, you know, he has less control of it than the players do. He loves this team more than anybody. He wears it more than anybody. He's as great a competitor as there is, even from a manager's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
He wants it. He believed in this team, maybe even to a fault where he's got a little bit of a soft spot or a blind spot for certain aspects of it, but he truly believed this was the best team that he had and believed that they had a chance to beat the Blue Jays, and yet his team got punked and sent home way too soon. So I felt bad for both Boone and Judge.
I'm going to have a soft spot for the kid forever as long as he's here. I also felt really bad for Volpe because, I mean, when you're getting booed that vociferously, and he deserved it.
Different kind of feel bad.
It's a different kind of feel bad. There's no question. Like, is he going to be back feel bad? Is he going to have to compete for a job? Like, what is he thinking? I'm just trying to put myself in his shoes.
All right. Well, then you remember, go home to his beautiful girlfriend.
That's true. Listen, the mood will change pretty quick here. She's a stunner. I'm with you, man. He's doing well there. That's a compliment. I'm not trying to sound like a weird old guy here. But I just imagine being and you know I love these stories, a local kid who's a high school star, first round pick of the Yankees. Your dad's a massive Yankee fan. You bust your ass. It's not because he's not a hard worker, and you can't even make contact. I can't imagine those walks back to the dugout for Volpe.
I felt bad for him in a different way. You're right. Larry is calling from Danbury, Connecticut. What's up, Larry?
Hey, how we doing, guys? Another brutal, brutal loss. Tough night. I this is going to be probably an unpopular opinion, but you talk about roster construction. A-Rod talked about it. We've talked about it. I called last year and talked about it with you guys.
Right.
Okay.
I think A-Rod got it from us, as a matter of fact. We've been talking about it for a year and a half.
I think, and BD, I think it starts with Stanton. And listen, I love the guy. And when they bring him back years from now, I'll be the first one cheering for him. He's owned it. He's been big. But the nucleus behind the poor roster construction, it starts with Stanton. If you can trade him where you can get something for him now, 2-3 years ago, you couldn't. Nobody would touch him. Now, with what he's done, you can trade him. Okay, you move on from him. He misses half the year anyway.
You don't got to tell anybody. Larry, you know, we've been talking about that for years.
I know. The pieces fall into place, though. Ben Rice can be the full-time DH because he doesn't have a position.
Okay.
You bring back Bellinger, which they're going to want to do anyway. Mm-hmm. You put him at first base. Now you got a real infield because he can play first, too.
I don't know if I like wasting Bellinger. I like that he's flexible.
Yeah.
But I love him in the outfield. But anyway, you could put him a little bit outfield at first. Go ahead. Keep going.
But you got two young kids coming. You can either make the decision to go with the two kids in the outfield, Dominguez and Jones. Or you make a run at Tucker and you let Caballero take that job at short. And the only person battling Caballero is Lombard.
Lombard. That's interesting. Larry, I think you bring up...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. You make some really, really good points.
I know, but we're too much relying on the young guys again. I know you're going to have to some extent.
Yeah. Yeah, well, let's talk through it for a second. Yeah. So, and I'm with you. I love Bellinger in the outfield. I mean, yeah. He is just a beast out there.
I feel like you're wasting him at first.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. He is a plus-plus outfield defender. He'd also be a plus-plus defensive first baseman. Now, is it easier to find an outfielder or a first baseman? I don't know, but I don't want Grisham on the team next year. I don't want him.
All right,
get Grisham off the Bellinger in center.
Bingo. Okay, now we're talking.
Or you have Jones, and I don't know if this would work. You have Jones and Dominguez battle it out in spring training.
Right.
The winner of that, you know,
stays up and plays every day.
Yeah, but I can't have Dominguez play left field. And then that might, if he's up for the task, and I don't know if he will be, Bellinger in left, maybe Dominguez or Jones in center.
Does Jones play center?
He profiles as a center. He plays not a ton.
We know Dominguez. Like, I know you
he's not left fielder.
I know you want him in center.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to stand on the desk and say, oh, scream and shout, he's a center fielder, but I do know he's not a left fielder.
So, but here's in part of the problem. Which is why, like, you can't have Ben Rice, who can't do anything else but DH, and Dominguez, who can't be in the outfield.
But I don't agree that he can't be a center field. I at least want the answer.
I think they're telling you the answer by having him play left and not play center field.
Or were in their minds, is Grisham so superior defensively that it was tough to justify, even if they thought that Dominguez could be good or solid in center, he'll never be Grisham. So while you have Grisham, run Grisham out in center. I don't know the answer, but it's possible.
I would try to trade Dominguez. Now, again, I don't know what the value is.
Oh, I'm okay if they trade. Yeah. Like, I'm not saying I wouldn't.
Just to try to clean up some of the...
He ain't no touch one, that's for sure.
To me, Bellinger's got to be back. That's for number one.
Definitely.
You put him in center field, Judge is in right.
Yep.
And then you can start to build it out from there. You want to give Spencer Jones a look? Sure, I guess. But what would give me confidence that anybody that the... Like, we've heard about Volpe. We've heard about Dominguez. Now we're hearing about Spencer Jones. We hear about Lombard. I don't know. I'm not ready to write them in. Now, you could live with one or two, and you hope that it's going to be successful.
Uh-huh.
And maybe there's reason to believe that it would, but we've also seen a flop. I believe that Dominguez was going to be far better than what he was this year. I also thought Volpe was going to be better. It's been 3 years, and he got significantly worse. There's been massive regression. Austin Wells, same thing. So there are reasons to to question some of the young players.
100%. I mean, we're questioning pretty much everything with the Yankees right now.
Would you bring Jazz back?
I would be open to trading Jazz. I don't think he's a winner.
Okay, well, that's another thing.
I don't think he's a winner.
Me too. But now think about what we're talking about. Maybe trade Dominguez. Maybe trade Jazz. Get rid of Stanton. Like,
that's a lot of moving parts. Listen, it's Bellinger. It's Grisham. It's Goldie. It's Devin Williams. It's Luke Weaver. It's Rosario. I want Bellinger back. Grisham could take a walk. No disrespect. Goldie, get lost. Devin Williams, if he wanted to come back on the cheap and be a setup, whatever, that's fine. Luke Weaver, get lost. Rosario, I'm okay on a cheap deal. I mean, I don't want any
no
of these guys back.
Get lost.
Yeah.
Get lost.
Hit the road, man. I mean, you hit 230, and that was like this season for Grisham was like his Rod Carew season.
Right.
He's usually one. We talked about this. He's usually 180, 190.
See,
that's who he is.
I would take him if I'm the Mets, let's say, who desperately need a center fielder and want to, you know, at least maybe start the year.
Mm-hmm.
And look, they signed Jose Siri a year ago. I would take him, assuming that it's going to be a 1 or 2 year deal, max probably 1 year deal, and he's going to hit sixth or seventh, not first.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you have a leadoff hitter in Lindor.
Yeah, right.
You got you to it. Hopefully, Pete's back. No, and by the way, Pete had a Dander baby today.
Congratulations to the Alonzo
crew.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and maybe like the Yankees, I don't think it's a good fit. But in that circumstance, if you just needed a center fielder and he's batting in the bottom part of the order.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, then you can live with that.
I agree with that.
Because there are no good center fielders. Like, look around the league.
Dude, if there's a good center fielder, they're not going to let him lead the building.
Yeah, I know.
He's going to get a good contract. He's going to stay. He's going to be a focal point. And the thing about Stanton, one other elite team, borderline elite team, World Series contender. And again, no disrespect. We all love Big G. We do. We have to say it, but we do. But what other team that's trying to win a championship is rolling out a guy like that who can't run, who can't throw, who can't field? And when he's not hitting home runs, he's useless. I mean, he's in the middle of your order.
And clogs up the spot to maybe use for somebody else, whether it's a better matchup or to get a guy at rest. It's just,
construction. That's the problem. And it's been that way for a minute.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
My buddy Wink, who's a big Yankee fan and Jet fan and Ranger fan, he goes, Yankees can't hit in the playoffs. Rangers can't score in the playoffs. Jets have no idea what the playoffs are.
Ain't wrong.
The Mets neither. Mets and Jets don't know what the playoffs are. Yeah. Yankees fail in the playoffs. Rangers fail in the playoffs. Knicks are our only hope.
Yeah.
I do think the Giants have a chance tonight. We'll get into the Giants tonight a little bit, but we'll get back to the calls here, obviously, on the Yankees. One quick thing, because we talked about it before with the Volpe pinch hitting, and I know that's been a big talking point. Again, friends texting me like, and by the way, my phone was actually relatively quiet last night. A lot of Yankee fans that were hitting me up on the final regular season day, you know, Joe,
with those little pings, those little tormenting pings.
You know, Jamie from Cadillac, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Her father, Joe Fish, a diehard Yankee fan.
He's a big one.
He was the first one to text me, hey, good. Sal, Soto's not going to the postseason.
Joe
my
got
Uncle
you.
John, hey, what happened to the Mets, bro?
Well, that's a given with him.
100%, but it was everybody. Boom, 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 boom. Like, I couldn't, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's funny, your partner doesn't send you those texts.
No, no. And I don't send you those
no,
texts.
No, you don't. You're quiet.
To be fair,
we just talked about the game last night.
I didn't even send it. Yeah, we talked about
100%.
The game. 100%. I was rooting for the Yankees last night. Like, obviously, you know I'm not a Yankee fan.
You screamed you wanted them to lose, but you also said you wanted them to win.
Let me explain why. I bet the Yankees run total over 4.5. Now, I did that because I figured, okay, well, I believe they're going to score a lot of runs.
Yeah.
And I could still maybe have them score 5 or 6 runs.
And
potentially lose. So at least the possibility to lose is there. But I did not go trash talking to my friends or anything like that. Didn't want to do that. I know how painful that is. Be above it. But yeah, a part of me was just relieved that the Yankees are out. Especially this year because of the Soto stuff. Anyway, back to the more important point here. When you start talking about, well, pinch hit for Volpe. And I'm saying, well, pinch hit for Grisham. It reminds me of the conversation that we had with the Mets starters. You can't start this guy.
Who's pitching?
Can't start Manaea.
Can't go with Peterson now.
There were no good options. And ultimately with the Yankees, not that there weren't any good options, but when you start talking about pinch hitting for half your lineup, it's a wrap. Like, it's over. There wasn't a good alternative because the starters ultimately had to do their job. And it can't just be, yeah, well, let's go to Caballero and he's going to solve everything off the bench.
And Sal, think about why they're going to pinch hitters. Volpe can take you deep. He did it against the Red Sox. Right. He did hit a grand slam last year.
That's why I would have left him in against the lefty myself.
I would have pulled him, but I got you. Obviously, Grisham could take you deep. He did it 30, almost 35 times this year. You're not pinch hitting for people because they don't have power. You're pinch hitting for them because you don't have a speck of faith that they're going to make contact.
Right. Which is a big difference in the way that it used to be. Like, hey, I'm going to pull a pinch hitter here because I need an extra base hit or I need a home run, and this guy's not going to be able to do it. No, it's like, hey, this guy doesn't belong in the big leagues. Do you have somebody who does? BT and Sal are the fan. Dave is calling from Rockville Center. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Hey, Dave.
You guys were talking about the future a little bit before. Can we continue to rant about the past?
Okay.
I want to nitpick the lineup for a second. Sal, give me some rope. It's obviously much more than the lineup why the Yankees haven't been successful. But I just don't understand how any baseball person, whether front office, manager, media, or fan, would not advocate for Giancarlo Stanton batting behind Aaron Judge in the playoffs. I mean, they're not going to walk Aaron Judge if Stanton's behind him. And you know what? If they do, God bless you. Good luck with that. It's so stupid to not – this righty-lefty stuff, it's just horse crap. I mean, they go too far with it. You know, and the other thing is it's not just a lineup construction. It's lineup philosophy. If you put these guys in another organization, okay, with another manager, they're going to tell Jazz Chisholm, you don't need to be a number five slugger in our lineup. Yep. You know where we need you? We need you in number two.
Yep.
Did you see how hard Austin Wells swung at that pitch last night?
Yep, first pitch.
Every time he comes to the plate, I have a new hairdo from the TV, from the wind, from his back. it's every single time. You know what the Yankees don't have? They don't have an organizational philosophy or a manager that would tell him, look, just swing easy. I don't need a home run here. We got guys behind you. Make contact. Get me a single. And you know what? That shouldn't even need
but
to
Dave,
be said.
Dave, how about this? How about this? If you are going to be a team that hits home runs and rely on home runs, hit home runs! They didn't do that either! That's the point! So, like, we can agree on the organizational philosophy, the roster construction not being correct, and you'd rather have a team built like the Blue Jays or Brewers with guys who are going to put the bat on the ball and play baseball. We've talked about that for years. The game has gotten away from it. I would go back to that. You're seeing other teams go back to it, and they're having success. However, if your bread and butter is to hit home runs. Jazz could have done that last night with guys on. Austin Wells could have done that last night with guys on. Didn't do it. Those guys hit home runs. They didn't do it.
Oh man, I'm getting more disgusted as days going on here. I really am because, listen, you're not wrong. Do it, and now it's harder to do it against better pitching. I obviously get that here, but the overhaul that's got to come from the organization, people need to understand. And it does, and it won't, but it shouldn't. It does, but it doesn't start last night, guys. It doesn't start with empty at bats and strikeouts and not moving runners over. You know what it starts? It starts the night you get drafted by the Yankees. And it starts when you go to either rookie or high A or whatever, or low A, wherever you start, as you matriculate up the system, double A, triple A. That is the philosophy. We're talking launch. We're trying to get one pitch to elevate and be damned. Hitters count, getting the pitcher to work, taking a strike, making them work. They don't do it, and they don't do it because they don't teach it from day one.
Treat for Yankee fans when we come back. Susan Waldman will join us on the other side. We'll talk more Yanks, get Susan's perspective on what went wrong.
Looking forward to it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talking Yankees post-mortem here as their season ended far too soon last night. A loss at home in Game 4 to the better team in the Toronto Blue Jays. I'm surprised that that was the case. I was proven incorrect. And to help us break it down even further, we welcome in the legendary voice of the New York Yankees, one of my favorite people ever, Susan Waldman. Susan, how are you after last night's tough defeat?
I'm fine. And you know what's really interesting about this? And I'm listening to people talk about the surprise. If you're surprised that the Toronto Blue Jays took it to the New York Yankees, you haven't been paying attention. Because just think back to July when this team did exactly the same thing at the Rogers Center. They are totally balanced. They found a way to get through their pitching. Their pitching has been their Achilles heel. They found a way to fix that, at least for this series. And, you know, a lot of the things that came down to what we talked about through the year. I mean, mistakes. Jazz Chisholm, I know he feels terrible, but there it was. You make a mistake in this kind of game and you will probably lose.
The one thing, Susan, that I am personally surprised at, forget about even Fried and Rodon, that could happen to the best of them, although I was a little surprised.
Mm-hmm.
But you just mentioned it. Like, mm-hmm. I thought the Yankees would hit. I knew the Blue Jays had a better lineup than Boston. I am shocked that the Yankees didn't hit enough, especially in a bullpen game.
Well, here's something that when I was listening to John Schneider and a lot of the guys, I spent a lot of time, you know, around there to find out what they were doing. Now, what they did was set up their pitching to match up with the lineup. They didn't. This was all planned. This guy's coming in, Eric Lauer, you're getting up. And they had it all, and he sent a text to Pete Walker, the pitching coach, and the assistant guys, and said, get ready, we're going to have some fun tonight. And they had it planned. They didn't just say, oh, Judge is getting up, let's do this. It was planned.
Yeah.
And so but of course, you all also have to execute. You know, I actually thought, oh, a bullpen game. And then I found out what they were actually doing.
Mm-hmm.
I said, whoa, this isn't going to be as easy as, and they didn't even have to use Yusevich, who was out there, Yusevich, who was sitting there the whole time.
Sure.
That would have been interesting too. But you talk about Fried and Rodon. If they do not lose three games to the Miami Marlins and don't blow a couple of games that they have that we were all saying, oh, well. Well, it wasn't oh, well, because it cost them the division, which meant that Luis Gil had to go and pitch game one and not Max Fried.
Well, Susan, so very smart take on what Schneider did, how it was planned out. That can't get overlooked. He hit the right buttons at his team. His team rewarded him. Was there more Boone could have done last night?
With the way they play and the way they've played all year, I don't think so. I don't know. I mean, you've got some holes in this lineup. You had terrible holes in this lineup, and that comes from, I mean, Grisham had a great year with the home runs and all that. There was really never a leadoff hitter in this. Now, look what Toronto did, and I don't want to, they're not the best team of all time. This was the team that I was worried about. I thought if they played anybody else, they'd get through it and get to the World Series. I was worried about them, and it turned out to be true just because of the way they play. Look at their no names, and I'm saying, you know, they're not no names now because the name of Ernie Clement, we'll all remember all the time now. But those guys contributed every single time. John Schneider, the way he ran this team, and don't forget, this was a few years ago when that team was like this team, home run or nothing. And they've turned that around. Mattingly had a hand in that. All kinds of people had a hand in that. But everyone in this lineup on Toronto had at least something to do with one win over this series. Every single one of them. And the person that you feared the most was the one who didn't get anything done, and that was George Springer. But everybody else did.
Yeah, and Bichette didn't even play. I mean, it's they're set up well here. You know, listen, it's been like this for years. People call, and I don't think it's right, but people do it. Fire Boone, fire Cam. Okay. You know, you've heard it a million times. But there's got to be a point, Susan, where there's an internal checkpoint for the Yankees as to how they build out rosters, what they teach philosophically. Will this facilitate some sort of real change?
They didn't last year when they did, or was it 2 years ago, when they did the supposed audit, when they called in another analytics department to see if they were doing things right, and they decided they were doing things great. You know, they believe in the way they're playing, and that sounds like it's not an excuse, it's just the reality. And all these people that are saying, Aaron Boone is not the problem here. He really is not. And if they fired him this minute, they would bring in somebody just like him.
Yep.
Because they believe that the manager is the conduit between the front office and the players. And most organizations work like that. But if you're going to do that, you have to have better roster construction. And you have, you know, we're talking about this. But look at the beginning. When was the first time I was on to say, why are there three left-handed catchers on this team?
Right.
Why is there no third baseman on this team? There was literally not a third baseman on the team when the team started. Yes, Oswaldo Cabrera, yes.
Right.
But that was, you know, he's a utility guy.
How many DHs, all of that stuff? We heard A-Rod referencing that last night as well on his pregame show or postgame show with Fox. So with that being said, Susan, it sounds like you don't expect significant changes in the front office. Okay. What about significant changes to the look of the actual roster?
I would say, well, they're going to have a change. I mean, you know, you look at what is there. They're going to have to decide, is Ben Rice a first baseman? Are you going to go forward with, I know he's going to hit. Mm-hmm. Are you going to go forward with Ben Rice as your first baseman?
I think he's terrible.
Yeah, you'd be my DH myself.
Yep.
But you have a DH.
Yep.
That's what Alex was talking about yesterday. You look at it. Can you get a right-handed catcher, maybe? Can we get somebody that is Austin Wells your catcher? If he is, can you get maybe a right-handed backup so there's a little balance here?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do about left field? Is Jason Dominguez going to play or is he not going to play? How many years is this going to go on?
All right. And Spencer Jones is going to be next.
And conundrum is, yep. What?
Spencer Jones next, all the young guys, like that's going to be, Volpe has failed, and I think in part because of the organization, Dominguez, you mentioned him, Spencer Jones next, like it's been the same thing, Susan, year after year.
Well, but here's what, you just said Volpe has failed. Do you think that they think he's failed?
It doesn't sound like it.
No, but that's a problem.
Is
it, or is he having a bad year? I mean, they're going to have to decide this. I really think this. Now, do you sign Clay Bellinger, or now I'm hearing Kyle Tucker? The Yankees, by the way, about signing, I don't ever think I remember a time when the New York Yankees did not get a player they wanted, except maybe the Japanese guys who didn't want to come to the East Coast. Mm-hmm. Has there ever been a time that Yankees have been outbid by somebody that they wanted?
Soto.
You know, and they really didn't get. Well, but that was another thing. Once we got to the mother and the clothes option, sometimes you go a little too far. But that was, not having Soto was not the problem.
I agree.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny.
He has nothing to do with this.
I'm with you on that. I think a lot of people jump into it, but the reality is you're right. All right. Now, quickly for Soto, we use his name. When the Yankees made the last down the World Series, it was pretty clear he had no emotional connection to the Yankees, and we didn't know what was going to happen, and then we found out. I feel like Bellinger could be a little different. His dad played here. He seemed to kind of tap into the emotion of being a Yankee. I think he loves it here, and I think he's a perfect fit. They've got to feel the same way. They have to, right?
I don't know. He's going to be what, 34 years old? I don't know. Is the analytics department going to say in the month of May in 2006 he's not going to be the same? I don't know what they're going to do. Does he want to be here? You bet he does. He loves it here. He loves everything. The connection between his dad was so real. It was palpable. Opening day, he kept saying, you know, just one more day and it all comes around. He loves it here. And by the way, he's one of these players. He is a manager's dream. Anything you want. I mean, he would have caught if they asked him to. You know, Aaron Boone would say, can you play next Tuesday? Can you play first day? Sure, whatever you want. You know, there's high maintenance and low maintenance. He's no maintenance at all. Mm. And he really was terrific. And I think this heel was bothering him more than he let on. Because he did not look the same after he hurt his heel.
We saw A-Rod again say it last night. There were reports from Andy Martino of SNY last week saying that Boone is making the in-game decisions. A-Rod says otherwise. This is more front office. Jeter said it last night in the postgame too. He doesn't think that Boone's making these decisions. I'll ask you, Susan, who's in touch with it more than anybody else. You've been around it forever and you're there every day. Who is making those decisions in-game?
Okay. Okay, you're not going to like this because it's. But people think that Aaron Boone is doing what they tell him to do. He is in lockstep with him. I don't understand why nobody understands this. He believes everything they believe. They go over a plan that they think this will happen, this will happen, and this will happen. If it doesn't happen, Boone makes the decision of who can come out. But don't think that he disagrees with them. I mean, I don't think anybody gets that concept. Mm-hmm. When he had his interview here, one of the things that they did was make out lineups, and the analytics did it, and he did it, and he did it for a long time. He matched them all the time. He thinks just like this. I mean, what do they think they do? That somebody calls down from Cashman Suite, mm-hmm. and there's a phone in the dugout that says, bring in this guy?
No.
These in-game, they're his. But the plan is that whole group. It's a group. Mm-hmm. It's not somebody sitting upstairs and coming down. It's together. And anybody thinks that Aaron Boone doesn't agree with them, mm-hmm. that's why he got this job.
Right.
Yep.
You know, he believes in all this. If you think back to when he was on ESPN, he was always bringing up this weird analytic stuff. Back then, it was weird analytic stuff.
Think back.
He was. Yep. He was really out there. And sometimes you'd watch him and you think, and we didn't know what that was back then. That's a long time ago.
It was. Oh, man.
You say, what is he talking about?
Okay.
And so he's.
Okay. So the three of us are on the same page. I think it is just abjectly disrespectful the way people belittle or position Boone. I think it's inaccurate, and I agree.
With you.
Okay. So we all believe that. But I want to go back to something you said about him being in complete agreement with the front office or the analytics. I'm of the mindset, Susan, that disagreement sometimes is healthy. That disagreement can spur debate or a new philosophy or a new thought. I don't want 10 people saying, yep, and I'm not saying it goes like this, but yep, I agree. No, I want somebody to stand up and say, hey, we've been doing this for a couple. This isn't working. I wouldn't mind that.
Well, I think a lot of people wouldn't mind that. And I'm not in on those meetings, but obviously not a lot has changed. But it was. If you look at what Brian Cashman and who Brian Cashman brought in here and the way they and what he did at the deadline. You need a third baseman? He went and got a third baseman. You need to overhaul the bullpen? He went and overhauled the bullpen. It should have worked. It did not. There are reasons, I think, for that, because you do have to understand people, and I'm not quite sure that that's part of the equation anymore. Mm-hmm. But that's neither here nor there. But he did everything. I think Brian Cashman did everything he could to fix this roster. The roster was, at the beginning, was the problem, and if you spend all year trying to fix it, you know, then it leads to these kinds of things. It's not. I think if they had lost to the Red Sox, which was clearly an inferior team, this would have been devastating. The Blue Jays are good. I mean, they are really good. And what they have done with their lineup and how they mix and match, their problem is their bullpen. But that, you know, pitching is a whole other thing. You can't always develop pitching. And most of those kids that we saw, Little and Fisher and Fluharty, they're all 5 years old. So they will get better as it goes on, but they know what they're doing there. It's the way they use their roster that I think is different from here. I mean, Ahmed Rosario was brought in to hit left-handers, which he does. So he only played when there's a left-hander? I mean, he's a good player. Mm-hmm. Every time he played, he did something. The roster itself did not lead to the kind of games that the Toronto Blue Jays had.
So it's been 16 years, Susan, since the Yankees have won a World Series. Wow. It is the longest drought between championships in their history. How would you fix their issues?
Well, I am not, I'm a different kind of person. I mean, I know information is great. I don't make decisions on the past does not equal the future to me. Information is absolutely great, but there has to be some kind of more inclusive kind of way to do this. Is it the player's fault? Is it their fault? You got to look at who's here. Jazz Chisholm, I mean, he's exciting. He loves it here. He tries to play. Is that the kind of person that you want there? You have to decide about Volpe. What is he? Is this a bad year? Are we going to go through this every year with somebody having a competition with Anthony Volpe until George Lombard gets here? And then what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
They've got some decisions. Are they going to go with Spencer Jones next year? Give him a shot?
Why would that be different from the shot they really didn't give Jason Dominguez? Why would they treat him differently? They don't really give Dominguez any runway.
Well, because he couldn't play left field. You do have to be able to do it. I don't know if he can hit. He can't hit right-handed yet.
Yep.
He was supposed to be a switch hitting. I mean, he's still 23. I don't know what you do.
And Susan, could you help me out with my partner here? Because he keeps saying he wants Dominguez in center field. Can you tell him Dominguez can't play center field or they don't want him in center field?
He's not Joe DiMaggio out there. I know they keep saying that, you know, he was a center fielder. No, he's not. No, you don't want to see that.
He's not a left fielder, so I just get rid of him at this point.
I understand that. So now I think that's one of the people that Alex was saying is another DH. That's why I said there were five of them.
Yeah.
But he was supposed to be a switch hitting DH or left fielder, and he never hit right-handed because they did not give him a runway. They tried.
Yeah.
They really did. I think they've worked with him. I think what you have to do if you were going to make Dominguez a left fielder, when he came up last year, you put him in left field and you leave him there. You leave him there for 5 months and see if he can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't because this is not this is not the Kansas City Royals.
Right.
You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a couple of balls go through. There were a lot. Aaron Boone said this was the most talented team that he has had and the most complete team. On paper, he is absolutely right.
Yep.
On paper.
I agree.
Put down those names and who they are, and you look at this roster and you go, wow. And for whatever reason, it doesn't play. That's why, you don't play games on paper.
Yeah, that's why there's a heartbeat. Last thing for me, Susan. I think our audience would like to hear this. And I don't know how wrapped up or how much you care about this, but you certainly know the history as well as anybody that we can possibly call up, which is why we called you. When you don't win a championship for the Yankees, there's a different level of scrutiny. Donnie doesn't have one, but Donnie had no pitching and a bad back. And it's a different relationship, I think, a little bit with Donnie, with Judge. If he never wins one, I know I'm pushing this forward a little bit here, but if he never wins one, do you believe he can be viewed as an all-time Ruth, DiMaggio, Mantle, Berra, Yankee, Titan, Jeter?
They all had one thing in common, didn't they? They all won. I think he will be the next to me. I think Aaron Judge is probably, to watch him for the last 8 years, and he's unbelievable. He's as good a player as I've ever seen in every single way, a better person, and he will be like Mattingly here. I mean, it was like nobody was more beloved in Mattingly. And by the way, when I went to say goodbye to some of the Blue Jays, one of the things I said, all right, congratulations, it's very nice. You better get Don Mattingly his ring now.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, too. I hate Toronto, but win it for Donnie. I'm with you.
Yep. I do feel, you know, Aaron Judge is going to be, 34 in April or 35, whenever his birthday is.
34.
Is he going to be this person? We are watching something really special, really. And sometimes you know you're in the middle of it. Like, you know, when you saw Mariano, you knew that you take everything in. This is never coming back again. And, you know, players are different. Every day there'll be another one in generation. This is as good a player as I've ever seen. And what he doesn't have that the other have is rings.
Where would you rank that moment, the home run off the foul pole?
You know, because of where it was, I mean, you know, it was a division series. It was really wonderful. I was glad for him because now this will stop. But they didn't win. So is that going to be... See, that's part of it. It was a wonderful moment. Did they win? No, they did not.
Susan, you are the best. Love listening
awesome.
To you.
By the way, Don Mattingly, I still remember hitting .417 in the wild card.
Susan, so hold on to your home run to right set. I was at every one of those games. He hit the ground rule double in Seattle. Oh, my, that was amazing.
Hey, Yankee fans wanted to be the manager, Susan.
Yeah, a lot of people wanted him to be the manager. Whatever.
I don't think Salman passed.
Whatever. It's a really long time ago. It's 20 years ago. Almost 20 years ago.
Oh, God.
What happened there?
We'll discuss it over lunch one day.
Interesting.
Susan, you are the...
We'll pick up the bill to hear this story.
Susan, you are the best. We love you. Great job on the call.
All right, thanks all
year
for
long.
Having me on.
Yep, sorry.
All right, March 25th, opening night in San Francisco.
Let's
Nothing
go.
Says opening day like a night game in San Francisco.
The chase for 28.
She's already fired up about that. We love you, Susan.
About Netflix. Yes, can you imagine Netflix opening night? New York Yankees is on
That's
friggin'
true.
Netflix.
That's a joke. She's
hey,
right.
Maybe
Netflix.
More people will be listening to you on the fan.
Yeesh.
Good point.
Thank you, Susan.
All right. Thank you. Yep. Bye-bye, guys.
She is the best. I
love
Susan
love
so much.
Love having her on. She's awesome.
Oh, man.
Love
makes
it.
Me smile. Yeah, and look, there's a lot there. You know, whether it's the Mattingly stuff.
We got to get that Donnie story.
Yeah.
We have to get that Donnie story.
Into a little bit of it.
Tell me off the air. Tell me some.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.